When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome in to another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris at jmorrismcm on Twitter, mcmiracles.com. Today is Monday, January the 22nd. The Titans have a coach, Brian Callahan, the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals. The Titans have reportedly hired him. Tom Pelissero, however you say that, had it first, NFL Network, has since been sent out from a couple of different reporters as well. So, you know, there was a lot of steam this was gaining throughout the day today that this was probably going to hire. Callahan was scheduled to go a couple of more places to have in-person interviews throughout the rest of the week. But I had a feeling that if the Titans wanted him, they were going to do everything they could to not let him leave, to not let him go to those places and get him hired before he had that chance. There was also the report earlier today that Dan Quinn was going to be in Nashville for an interview later this week. And there was some panic from that. But again, I think they were just kind of lining things up in case, you know, whatever didn't work out. But they, I mean, Callahan was the first name that we saw reported. And the guy that I think they probably had targeted all along. So I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about the hire. Wanted them to hire an offensive guy. They obviously did that. A guy that has worked with some really good quarterbacks in his history. A guy that comes from a long line of NFL coaches, not a long line of NFL coaches, but his dad has been an NFL coach for a really long time. His dad is currently the offensive line coach in Cleveland. So it'll be interesting to see if he comes here, or if he brings in Mike Munchak, whatever. However that goes down, we know that the next thing. I mean, obviously the next hire that we're all going to be watching is the offensive coordinator. Defensive coordinator is important as well, but then how that staff comes together. But the thing that we are all concerned about after, you know, Will Levis and his development, which I think Callahan is a great hire for that, is the offensive line, how they're going to put that together, how they're going to coach that up. That's the thing, obviously, that was their biggest problem, their biggest Achilles heel this year was the inability to block anybody. So hopefully Callahan will be able to assemble a staff. We'll be able to bring in some coaches and some players, you know, he and Rand Carthon, that they can fix the problems that they had there last year. But again, Callahan was a guy that the Titans had obviously zeroed in on from the beginning. He's been in Cincinnati since 2019 as the offensive coordinator. Before that, he was the quarterback's coach with the Raiders and the quarterback's coach with the Lions before that. Has not called plays. Zach Taylor calls the plays in Cincinnati. But by all accounts, Callahan is a guy that is very involved in the structure and design of the offense. And so, you know, the calling plays part, I mean, it's important, but, you know, that is not the most important thing to me. The most important thing to me is the head coach is the one that installs the offense, that designs the offense, so that if the Titans hire a really good offensive coordinator who gets hired somewhere else, you still have the guy that was in charge of the offense, that designed the offense, you still have him here. So that's your young quarterback. Whoever the Titans bring in. If the Titans bring in, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Thomas Brown as a potential candidate because he reportedly was here to interview this morning as well. And so maybe they bring him in. Maybe he's the offensive coordinator. So if he comes in, they have a really good year on offense. Brown gets hired away. Yeah, it stinks you lose your offensive coordinator, but you still have the guy that is the architect of the offense as your coach. And so that, to me, is the thing that I've really been worried about in this process. So we'll see where it goes from here. But again, Brian Callahan, the next head coach of Tennessee Titans. The Titans have a coach before Mike Vrabel got a job. Ed Warder, who I didn't even realize was still a thing, had tweeted out earlier today remembering the Titans didn't want to wait to trade Mike Vrabel. Well, that's cute, Ed. And I know that, like, the national media has this, you know, agenda to tell us how great Mike Vrabel is. But here's the thing. one, they still got the coach that they wanted before the deadline, or before they would have been able to trade Vrabel. Number two, Vrabel doesn't have a job. So as we sit here, the Titans have a coach. Vrabel doesn't have a job. Who are they going to trade him to? We all talked about how the Titans were going to trade Vrabel to the Patriots. Well, the Patriots could have hired Mike Vrabel without giving up draft compensation. And guess what? They didn't. They passed on him. Vrabel finally got a couple of interviews this week. But, you know, so far he's interviewed, I think, with the Falcons and the Chargers. The Chargers are going to hire Jim Harbaugh. I still believe that's going to happen. The Falcons are going to hire Bill Belichick. I don't think Mike Vrabel is going to have a job this cycle. So maybe that trade market that everybody told us was going to be so great and all the things the Titans could do, and they just needed to, you know, play that out. Maybe it wasn't there. Maybe they couldn't trade him. Maybe nobody wanted to trade for him. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's why that didn't happen, Ed. So we appreciate you, you know, chiming in here. You know, the one time that you realize the Titans are actually a team. But Mike Vrabel doesn't have a job. Titans have a coach. So thanks. Thanks for playing. Like I said, we'll continue to monitor this as it goes here. Offensive coordinator, again, and so they had Thomas Brown in earlier today, and he is, you know, currently the offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers. That staff is going through the changes or whatever's going to happen there. Could be a case here where they end up hiring Brown, a lot like when the Titans hired Mike Vrabel. They had interviewed Matt LaFleur in the process, and they kind of paired those two guys together after they had Vrabel as the head coach. Maybe you have a similar thing going here. So that could be an interesting piece of this. Now, Brown's a guy that comes from the, you know, McVay Shanahan tree. So, and it would be an interesting name if that's the direction they decide to go. But we'll have to see how all that plays out. Obviously, first step was getting the head coach. They've done that now. So, again, like, I'm really excited. I think that they identified a guy early on that they wanted. They did not. It wasn't just a sham of an interview process. They brought in a bunch of guys. They brought in three guys. So the in-person interviews that we know they had, David Shaw yesterday, Thomas Brown, Brian Callahan today. But, you know, all the guys they interviewed throughout the process, you know, on Zoom, all those, they talked to a bunch of people, and I think they were actually interested in talking to them this time instead of the last two times they've hired a coach, especially the minority candidates they brought in were really just to fulfill the Rooney Rule. That was all they were doing with those guys. This time, they had all the different candidates, they talked to all of them, and I think they came to the conclusion that Callahan was the best fit. And so, I mean, I like I said, I'm excited about it. I think it's a good hire. I think that they did their homework. So now we'll get to see, and now we'll see when this press conference, whenever it is, when they introduce Brian Callahan, does Amy Adams Strunk talk? Does she answer questions? Does she talk about the vision? Does she talk about what they're looking for? Does she talk about the structure and who reports to whom? She said she would. I think she will. She's been under a lot of fire for firing Vrabel, again, from the national media people who, you know, have this agenda to push Mike Vrabel. But just, you know, she hasn't, from the local media, she hasn't answered questions. I don't really care if she answers questions or not. But I do want her to stand up, introduce the coach, and, you know, basically say, okay, here's the structure that we have now. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, obviously win Super Bowls, but, you know, kind of everybody moving in the same direction, which obviously wasn't the case with Vrabel and Rand Carthon. So anyway, this is it for Rand Carthon, right? This is his big hire. The success of this, I mean, a lot of it's going to depend on Will Levis, but Rand Carthon's, you know, kind of trajectory as a general manager is going to be set by how well Brian Callahan and Levis work, how that comes together. And again, I'm excited. I think it's a good pairing. I think the Titans did a good job with the search. And so a lot of this narrative, I mean, I don't know that the national narrative will go away, that the Titans don't know what they're doing and they're bumbling idiots and all that stuff. But I think if you objectively looked at the search, they did a good job. They brought in a bunch of people, talked to everybody, hopefully got some good ideas, go forward from there. So, like I said, I'm excited about it. So that was really it. Just want to jump on tonight. We will have a lot more reaction throughout the next couple of days as the introductory presser happens. We'll talk about that, react to that. We'll get reaction from Bengals people that know him and that, you know, he's been with them. So we'll listen to some of that stuff. We'll write about some of that stuff. So be sure and check out Music City Miracles. And, you know, we'll have all the up-to-date information there on Twitter at JMorrisMCM. Took a lot of fire today for a tweet that I didn't think was going to be that controversial. That if you're a Titans fan, you can't cheer for the Ravens. Apparently, Taylor Swift is a bigger enemy to Titans fans than the Ravens, who have taken away two Super Bowls basically from the Titans. And the second time they cheated and twisted a guy's ankle at the bottom of a pile, bent him over backwards because they couldn't stop him. But apparently that's not as bad as Taylor Swift being shown on TV, which blows my mind. Don't understand how you can. But anyway, that was kind of the fun thing that we had going on Twitter today before this hire was announced. So anyway, that's all I got for tonight. We will be back a few times in the next couple of weeks, talk about things, talk about staff and all that kind of stuff as that stuff comes out. But follow me on Twitter at jmorrismcm, museummiracles.com. Be sure and check that out. You know, that all the best information is going to be there. Home Run Throwback is a podcast. Look for it, search it out, follow wherever you get your podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again later. Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.